It's time once again for Webcomic Action News with news anchor Hitch N. McGetalong.
I'm Hitch N. McGetalong, and now for today's top stories. In today's top story, Gremlins got into the works at OtterToons, causing the entire script for today's Webcomic Action News to be completely lost. We have no news stories today, and so the following stories will be completely made up. Wedding bells chime today as Leela Lava from Rockin' a Hard Place was married to Robert from Triangle and Robert. The marriage did not last long, however, and was annulled when Leela discovered that Robert was not a giant crystal, but a rhombus. Soundbite, the beloved villainous tape recorder from Super Deformers, threatened legal action against the makers of Transformers the Movie for not including his characters within the movie. Said the creators of Transformers, Soundbite would not have been included anyway because he is a parody. Soundbite responded to this by saying that he had seen some of the characters in the movie and did not believe that there was a great deal of difference.
What other stories can we fake here?
Mad Scientist from Untitled and Narbonic teamed up to discover some of the stranger secrets of the universe, including how Homestar Runner can manipulate objects without any arms, and what it is that keeps the top of Floyb's head from falling off of the bottom of his head. Grand unification theory has been proposed, linking the two forces as one.
Hey, Hitch, are you sure you can do this?
No, not really. Okay, I got one. Weasel Boy from the comic Super Megatopia was recently seen duking it out in Victory City with Aardvark from Intense Stories. Yes, and no one knows why the two were fighting, but when asked about it, Aardvark commented that it would be good for sales of both their series.
What sales? They're both free.
Sales of both their series merchandise. Yeah, that's it.
Hey, boss, you think Hitch there is going to be okay? He's looking kind of pale.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I can do this. Bob from Weeble and Bob was involved in a traffic collision with, the wizard from Castle Horsetooth, the one who's turned himself into a mushroom. You know the one I'm talking about. The result was a delicious mushroom omelet.
This is getting pretty bad. Somebody should do something.
Chaos Otter from Journey to the Bottom of the Multiverse and Amanda Otter were recently spotted loitering in Alice Otter. It isn't known at this time why the otters were loitering, except possibly, as some have theorized, they were waiting around for Alice in an attempt to form their own six-pack of otters, an idea which they later abandoned because the name was already taken.
What? I don't remember doing that.
Oh, man, this is some good stuff. Look at him sweat.
Xanthus Tamias, the plant man from Tommy and PJ, was tested to see if he was the sole surviving heir of Bonsai's great uncle, because he's a plant. The will of Bonsai's uncle would have left him with a giant bag of fertilizer.
Gordon, better do something before Hitch hurts himself.
Randy Ozfox from Faux Pas was recently recruited as the newest member of Halo, because readers who had seen him in the guise of Galactifox were confused and thought that he was a freaky alien with unexplainable superpowers. Isn't that funny?
Okay, this is getting bad. I'm pulling the plug. I'm sorry, Hitch. Come on.
No, wait. I've got better ones. Okay, Tiffany Tiger, Florence Ambrose, and Briarwood the Horse all get jobs as Victoria's Secret catalog models. That's a good one, isn't it?
Hitch, come on, it's over.
And Sit Down Stand-Up Show announces merger with a Goon Show. Stocks all over the world crash, rioting in the streets.
Hitch, please, don't do this.
No, don't take me away. I'm a news anchor. I gotta do the news.
Here, I am having something that will be helping. Hitch, please go be reading this.
Winds, light to variable.
What the heck is that?
It is a piece of a script that I am finding over at the Goon Show. Please do be reading it again, Mr. Hitch, and get along, sir.
Winds, light to variable.
Read it one more time.
Winds, light to variable. Oh, I feel so much better.
Yes, it feels good to be reading from a script, does it not?
Oh, yes. Oh, I love those scripts.
All right, I am having to take this back to the Goon Show now.
No. Leave it here, just for a little while. Let me read it a few more times.
Well, I suppose that it cannot be hurting anything.
Winds, light to variable. Oh, that feels good.
Well, the script has got him calmed down, but what are we going to do now? There's still 3 minutes left in the show.
Everybody grab a pencil and paper. We've got to come up with some scripts, quick.
Here you go, Mr. McGetalong. Read mine first.
All right, this just handed to me. X. X?
Well, you know, I ain't too good at reading and writing. Hang on, let me make a few changes here.
X, circled with a line under it. I don't get it.
Well, I just editorialized a little to make the story more interesting.
Okay, whoever's next, go!
Here, read this.
This just handed to me? Cheeseburger.
No. Cheeburger.
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 That's very good.
All right. Oh, and there's more here. CD.
Okay. Next person up. Go.
Here. Mine is ready.
This just in. Stinky Bob the Possum is the sweetest, cutest, most adorable gumdrop lovey woof. I can't read this.
Oh, shucks.
Here, Hitch, read this.
And this just handed to me just now. Orrin Otter, proprietor of Otter Tunes, a shoutcast radio station, announces a shortage of reporters and asks all willing volunteers to send in news stories about their favorite webcomics. He also requests that these self-same willing volunteers bring fish.
There, we got through an entire show. That wasn't so bad, was it?
I am going to go down to the stables, take a hot bath, get my coat brushed, and pig out on oats until my belly distends like Harv Yeager's.
Okay, so maybe it was that bad.
Yeah.
This has been Webcomic News with Anchorman, Hitch, and McGetalong.
Fuzzy Butt.
What?
The show's over. Do the dee 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 things.
Oh,